Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, reaching goals, and keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. So this week, I want to talk about your legacy. For years, I worked with my coach and my mentor, Dr. Joan King. And Joan passed away, unfortunately, a few months ago. And despite the fact that she didn't have any children of her own, what she left behind was an amazing, amazing legacy. And she did this by making an impact on the people that she touched. I spoke to her about a week before she died, and it was very clear to me at that point that she knew she was facing her final days. I hung up the phone, I worked through my emotions, and then I began to examine my own life. If today were my final day, am I satisfied with my legacy? In my book, Adjust Your Sales, I discuss the idea of hearing your own eulogy. What would people closest to you say about you? And what are some of the key points that would be part of that eulogy? The other question is, are you happy with what you hear? And have you become the person for which you want to be remembered? I'd like you to be with that for a while and just put some thought around that concept. Have you become the person for which you want to be remembered? Join me each day for the 90-Second Navigator. Just hit the subscribe button on Stitcher or on iTunes and just to commit to coming together for a few minutes each day. It costs you nothing. We can all use a mental adjustment, and let's do it together. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges. Clear your mind. Use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me for tomorrow's 90-Second Navigator. We're going to discuss those things you want to be in your eulogy but wouldn't be there now and how to create them. But in the meantime, I just want you to focus on one thing. Have you become the person for which you want to be remembered? We'll continue our discussion tomorrow.